More Idaho Matters from the studios of Boise State Public Radio News. I'm Gemma Gaudette. Caldwell is one of the fastest growing cities in the country. Since 2000, the city's population has almost tripled. As new residents pour into the city, decisions have to be made about everything from where to build new housing and businesses to transportation to how land should be zoned and used. Now, these decisions are guided by a comprehensive plan, which provides a long-term strategy for the future. And Caldwell is rewriting its master plan and asking for the public's help. So joining us now to tell us more is Caldwell P&Z Director Robin Collins. Robin, welcome to the program.
Thank you. I'm happy to be here.
So let's just start with the basics, can we? What is a comprehensive plan? What's in it?
Sure. So the comprehensive plan, it's a visionary document that really acts as a roadmap guiding future growth. Usually the plan is developed for 20 plus years, and it looks at things like land use, transportation, parks and pathways, infrastructure, community design, housing. Mm-hmm. And this year in the new comprehensive plan, we are actually adding a new section that will talk about the social detriments of health at the community level.
So how would you say it guides future decision-making?
Sure. So what you do is you start off with finding out what the community's vision is for mm-hmm. Caldwell. Like what do they want Caldwell to be 20 years from now? And how do we get there? So through this public outreach, you know, we ask a lot of questions of the community and we start with that vision. And then that vision helps us to determine what those goals should be for the community. And then you create strategies and policies around those vision and goals to help you get there. And then the second part of that is once you have that comprehensive plan, then you rewrite your zoning ordinances. Because your zoning ordinances are what's really going to help you implement that comprehensive plan by creating the standards or regulations that help you get to that point.
So when was the last comprehensive plan put together for the city of Caldwell?
Actually, the last one was not done too long ago. It was done in 2020. Okay. What we found, though, from that comprehensive plan is it was really vague and it was really lacking a lot of what the community's vision is today. So we decided, you know, it was time for us to take a look back at that comprehensive plan. And as we started asking the public about what their vision is, we recognized that the whole plan really needed to be updated. Mm-hmm. That, you know, Caldwell has grown so fast over the last 4 years that we really needed to do a complete rewrite.
So let's talk a little bit more about that. I mean, how much growth has the city of Caldwell seen just in the past 4 years?
Oh my gosh, a ton. Like we are now over 74,000 in population.
Wow.
So we are growing by leaps and bounds. Mm-hmm.
Go ahead.
I was just going to say, and we're projected by 2050 to reach over 100,000.
Well, and you just look at your downtown core area, right? I mean, that entire redevelopment and it brings people even from outside of Caldwell into the city of Caldwell now.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Indian Creek Plaza has become one of the region's destinations to go year round.
Mm-hmm. So if you're not right in the middle of a new development, zoning codes aren't, you know, they're not always on the top of your mind, I would think. So why are these codes so important really to everyone, Robin, who lives in Caldwell?
Yeah, because your zoning codes are what really helps you grow your community in the way you want to grow it. We know that growth is going to be inevitable, but we also know that we can guide growth and you can only guide growth through your zoning codes because your comprehensive plan is just that. It's a visionary document. It's a guide, but it's not a regulatory document. So you have to rewrite your zoning codes because those are regulated under the land use laws by mm-hmm. Idaho statutes. So that's the only thing you have to kind of really enforce those regulations to get the kind mm-hmm. of growth that you want to see in Caldwell. And so they're extremely important. And we realize that our codes haven't been rewritten in a long time.
So when you're talking about these codes, I mean, this isn't things just about, or, and even the plan, like, you know, where are we going to build a new subdivision, or where we're going to put a new fast food restaurant in, right? This is things that include things like parks, trails, schools.
Absolutely. Yeah. It looks at everything. I mean, it looks at, you know, schools and where they should be and how to provide services. It looks at, you know, your emergency services. It looks at transportation and utilities, you know, your network, multimodal transportation. How are you going to accommodate the community to get around in that community? It looks at providing housing for a diverse set of income levels, you know, because you have a varying set of income levels in Caldwell and not everybody wants the same type of housing. Mm-hmm. So it kind of looks at that factor as well.
And then can you talk to us about another plan you're working on? This is some type of master plan. What is this?
Sure. We're working on the Event Center District sub-area plan. And basically that's an extension of the comprehensive plan. But what that does is instead of looking at the entire vision for a community, the sub-area plan will take it to a more detailed level. So what we call the Event Center District is that area where the rodeo is and the fairgrounds and, you know, the Simplot Stadium, all that kind of stuff. And so we recognize that there is a lot of opportunity in that little area right there to identify maybe lodging and restaurants and more entertainment uses and multi-use facilities. And we want to really look at urban site design and street character and even potential funding sources to help us do capital improvements in that area, just to spur more economic development in that area.
And so you really do want folks to get involved with this process, Robin, and you would like them to do it now before the plan is written. So tell us why that's important.
It's important to get the community involved because you really want to make sure that the plan that you're putting out there, that visionary document, is really guided. The heart of that plan should come from the community's vision for their city. And so we can't do that if we don't have, you know, comments and feedback from the public and participation. And we really want this to be a plan that the community's happy with, that they, you know, obviously, you know, a lot of people don't like growth, but I know that most people that we've talked to, they realize that that growth is going to happen. And so we want them to tell us, you know, what do you want your community to look like? We want them to be proud of Caldwell.
So you've heard some things from the community, right, about where the plan should be headed. So what are some folks saying? I mean, what do they have certain concerns?
I think the biggest concern that people have had is really just having infrastructure staying ahead of demand, you know, because there's a lot of housing going on. There's a lot of developments going on. So transportation is a big concern for people. Mm-hmm. You know, being a more connected community, you know, we've heard people that, you know, it's really, you know, you can't get anywhere, you know, by foot very easily. Things are spread out. So providing more connectivity through commercial centers and gathering places within neighborhoods and upgrading sidewalks and filling in those sidewalk gaps and providing more ability for bike and pedestrian pathways throughout the city. So I think that is one of their biggest concerns. And I think the other big concern was people, they're concerned with losing the small town feel of Caldwell. But I do think you can keep that small town feel if, again, you get the public involved and you develop a plan that you still may grow in the city, but you can still maintain that small town feel while you grow.
Mm-hmm. So how much weight do you actually put behind these public comments? I mean, in all seriousness, can one person's opinion actually make a difference in what goes into the plan?
I think what we do is we try to look at, we obviously read every single comment and mark down every single comment that somebody says. But what we try to do with this plan is, you know, we recognize when you're doing a plan, you're never, ever going to make 100% of people happy. But what we try to do is look at, well, is there something we can do to address their concerns, even if it's one person? But in the plan, what usually ends up happening is you take more of the consensus. You take the majority of what the comments and concerns you're hearing and try to address them within the plan the best you can. And I think that our consultant has done a fantastic job at addressing this last public participation we had. We had over 1,000 people that we actually got comments from, and they have done a really good job at incorporating almost all of the comments that were like that majority of those comments within the plan so far.
Well, the plan seems to be more than just a technical document. I mean, for some folks have called it a reflection of your city's values and your aspirations and your dreams for the future. Would you say that's a fair statement about this?
I would say that's exactly what your comprehensive plan should be. It should be a reflection of what you want to see your community be. And that reflection comes from those values and that vision and the quality of life and you know, your community safety. All of those issues should go into the comprehensive plan. So I absolutely agree with that. It is a reflection.
And you have some open houses, right? Thursday and Friday for both of these plans for folks to come and participate in?
We do. So Thursday on June 27th from 4 to 6, we are doing a design charrette for the event center district. And then from 6 to 8, we'll be talking to the public about land uses and their choices for the comprehensive plan. And then on Friday, we're going to do another session for the public from 10 o'clock to 12 p.m. It'll be another design charrette for the event center sub area plan. And then from 12 to 2 on Friday for the comprehensive plan, another land use open house to talk about uses and choices and where people want to see things. And these are all going to be held at the Caldwell Executive Airport. And so we're hoping people will come out and talk with us.
Yeah. Well, Robin, I really appreciate taking time out of your busy day to talk with us about this. Thanks so much.
You're welcome. Thank you for inviting me.
Thanks so much for listening to Idaho Matters. Boise State Public Radio and Idaho Matters are members of the NPR Network. It's an independent coalition of public media podcasters. You can find more shows in the network wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Gemma Gaudette. We'll see you tomorrow.
I'm Rachel Martin. You probably know how interview podcasts with famous people usually go. There's a host, a guest, and a light Q&A. But on Wildcard, we have ripped up the typical script. It's a new podcast from NPR where I invite actors, artists, and comedians to play a game using a special deck of cards to talk about some of life's biggest questions. Listen to Wildcard wherever you get your podcasts, only from NPR.